The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, back for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. And during the break, I went and heated up a little sick of deer meatloaf. Had a little snack on that during the break. Well, I'll tell you what, that's good stuff. That is good stuff. I don't know if any of you have ever eaten venison, but sick of deer, in my opinion, just beats whitetail hands down. And I like whitetail, so... That tells you how much I like sick of deer. Mr. Chris Klaproth is our producer again this morning, and we have a caller on the line, Chris?
Yes, we've got two. We've got Glenn and we've got Steve.
Let's talk to Steve first, and then we'll come back and talk to Glenn. Not to hold Glenn up, but I think I know where Steve might be. Good morning, Steve.
What do you say, Alan Ellis?
How are you, Mr. Keithley?
Well, we're down here... Chestertown, we're standing out in the rain in the parking lot, letting Bobby Bramble set up decoys for us, and Bill Miles is here, a buddy of mine, Kevin Eldon, and Eddie Kramer, Lou Thompson. We're just getting ready to do a little waterfowl hunt.
Man, you guys got the you guys got the superstars of the outdoor world there.
Oh yeah, this is Hall of Fame material down here today, right now.
Wow, I'm telling you what, I can tell. I can tell you got Bill Miles, who's accomplished more for outdoorsmen, fishermen, and hunters in Maryland and the halls of Annapolis than any living human being right now. You got Steve Keithley, who's a Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young scorer, a member of the Wildlife Advisory Committee. You got Lou Compton, who's the chairman of the Wildlife Advisory Committee. You got Lou Kramer, who's an avid hunter and conservationist. And I don't know your friend, but I'm going to guess he's probably in the same ballpark.
Oh, he is. He's a world-class attorney up in Annapolis.
Oh, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brother.
We had a good evening at Bobby's last night. We went out to eat last night and came back to the boat barn at Bobby's and drank a bunch of adult beverages and whatnot, and we had a good time.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm going to let Billy Miles say a few things.
All right, that sounds good.
A bunch of guys together pre-hunt, and all it is lies, lies, and more lies.
Oh, that's normal. And that's normal, yeah. Exactly. So, how are you, Mr. Bill? Doing good? Happy New Year?
Well, you know, we're trying to wake up here. We woke up because, you know, we got up at like 5, a little before 5. My homie got to over there to the main lodge. My God, bacon was cooked, scrapple was cooked, eggs were cooked.
Nice!
Operation.
Nice.
That
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here in front of the fireplace in Easton in my back room, and I'm having breakfast. I made a sick of deer meatloaf, and that's my breakfast this morning.
You made it or Robin made it?
I made it. I make a good meatloaf, buddy. So,
well, we'll be the judge of that next time we're given the opportunity to taste your...
Next time you're given the opportunity, I'll gift everybody one for Easter or something. Whatever the next holiday is.
We're all fogged in here, Alan, but my gosh, we can hear mowers, geese. I mean, this place is just infested with birds. So we're all kind of excited, but, I mean, it is fogged in here, and... Kent County.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to get them real close. You got to see the whites of their eyes or something, you know, to take them in a fog like that. That's for sure. So I suspect you'll get them in pretty close.
Well, I tell you what, we're banking on that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to get our birds here, our duck here this morning, then we're going to go set up for our one bird goose limit. And we're in the X right here, Alan.
Well, that sounds good. I'm glad you're listening to all that stuff. How do you like the video I sent you, all the snow geese going over the other day?
That was great, man. That was really cool.
Yeah, I sent that, I took that video from my deer stand of just thousands of snow geese flying over Queen Anne's County the other day. So.
Yeah, it was great.
Who's next?
Have you, talked about the MBS banquet coming up?
I have not talked about the MBS banquet coming up, but I'll be glad to do that.
Organization Bucks, Bears, and Stags is going to be there scoring up antlers and skulls and all that good stuff.
That's right.
I think the ticket sales open up on that, I think, this week online.
They are already open, yeah. And the date on that, Steve?
Let me ask you a question, Alan. Is St. Mary's County knocking out some pretty big deer this year or what?
Wow. I will tell you something. That Bobby Pankridge deer, I think we hit 40,000 on the list on Facebook. People saw that deer, and the last three posts have all been St. Mary County deer, and they're just amazing. So okay, Eastern Shoreman, let's get caught up here. Those boys in Southern Maryland making you look bad.
it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch the interest in our program.
It is.
Stags really, really taken off. It's been fun. It's been fun working with you on it and all the other official measures in the state. We've got a real good team, I think, we're putting together. And behind the scenes, we got some real good help. And
I'm
really excited about it.
Yep. And we'll all get to meet each other face to face on Sunday. Some new folks coming on board. And, you know, we've added three new measures here in the last 6 months, two in the last 3 months. So it's pretty good. So it's starting to gel and generate. And, you know, we've got those records going back 30 years, in Maryland. Yeah. So that's going to make an impressive statement when that book comes out 1st of June. And, you know, we'll start talking about, you know, or how to order one and all that stuff here shortly. So June 1st, that's the date.
I'm looking forward to Sunday and get the planning stage a little bit further along than where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And MBS banquet, and we'll be announcing some other scoring events throughout the state.
Exactly.
Next couple weeks or so. So
yes, sir. We will be doing that.
Ready to jump in the blind here, Alan. We'll let you go, buddy. Good talk.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. Say hello to everybody. Say hello to Ed and Lou for me, and we'll be in touch. All right.
Alan, thanks for what you do for the sportsmen and sportswomen of the state of Maryland.
I do my best there, Bill, and so do you, and I appreciate that right back on you. All you guys have given much, much, much of your volunteer time, of your finances, and everything else to advance the cause of fishing and hunting here in Maryland. So thank you guys.
We all got to stick together.
Exactly right. All right, go out and get your one goose there, fellas. Enjoy the day.
Yeah. All right, man.
See y'all.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, that was a nice call. How about that? Let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, here robbing the storm, the weather, and I kind of got a half a little bit, which I'm kind of having a little something, but I think it's more of a sign thing than involved here and all, but anyway, tell me the dates of that muskrat thing again.
That's February 28th and 29th.
28th.
That's the Great American Outdoor Show. I mean, what's it called, Robin?
That's from school there.
National Outdoor Show. Yeah. That's the National Outdoor Show in Dorchester County. Yeah, and we'll be talking about that here shortly. Coming up February 28th and 29th. That's a Friday and Saturday. World Muskrat Skinning Championship. Bucks, Bears, and Stags will be there measuring, antlers and skulls. And,
Hampton last year's and met you.
Yeah, I remember. I remember. Yeah.
So I'm hoping I can get my daughter's one or somebody to take me, because I drive around my local area, but I don't drive out past certain areas.
I got it. Understand it. I understand it. So, well, we'll see you down there again, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. And, look, you got a couple weeks left for deer, so I hope you get one.
Yeah. I haven't even seen any. That's the thing.
Wow.
Hear a few shots off, good ways, but never really. Haven't seen any deer, though. Of course, where I go mainly, it's just a little thicket out in the middle, almost out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
But I don't know why. They don't come across from the other woods and all to it like they used to.
You used to do that, huh? Got it.
All right.
Well, Glenn, look, I look forward to seeing you, all right?
Right.
All right. You eat it, right? You like to eat deer, right?
Yeah, I eat deer.
Okay. Do you have any in the freezer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. Sounds good, buddy. Thanks, Glenn.
Bye.
We'll see you. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You've been hearing the commercials for W&W Tire and Auto Service. They've been a long-time sponsor of the Outdoors and Radio Show. And if you've been there, you'll know that there's there's the shop, and then the office was at the entrance to the shop. Well, the office is now moved into the old Napa building next door. And I've been around a long time and hanging around W&W Tire and Auto a long time, and that Napa building became the Napa building after it was Boats and Trailers. Boats and Trailers was there originally, and I walked in the other day and I said to Dwayne, the owner, hey, said, I'd like to look at a 16-foot Grumman and a 15 horsepower Mariner motor, for those of you old timers that remember those days. And my buddy Joel Hyman was one of the co-owners of that store, and his brother-in-law. And then Larry and Lloyd owned it after that. So he said, yeah, those days are long gone, but I got to tell you something about that showroom. It is one of the nicest, well-equipped showrooms, customer-friendly showrooms in Maryland. When you walk in, you know you're in a waiting room, but you're also in an office, but there's everything for your convenience. They really did a beautiful job redesigning and doing the entire office and lounge right there in that new building. I'll tell you what, very impressed with W&W Tire and Auto Service, and I've always been impressed with W&W Tire and Auto Service. I just want to say a little extra shout-out to those folks. So, anyway, 410, any callers on the line there, Mr. Chris?
Yes, we have Steve.
Steve is on the line. Again, another Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Love the show.
Thank you.
Are there opportunities on public land to sick a deer hunt? I hunted years ago down on the beach in Assateague, and then I have a buddy in a wheelchair, and they let those guys hunt the first Monday in January
right
in the park at Assateague.
Right.
And we did that for 5 or 6 years, but now my buddy can't go any longer.
Right.
What opportunities exist for public land for sick a deer?
There's a ton of public land for sick a deer. A ton.
Okay. And they're walk-in places? You don't
walk-in? Yes, sir, there are. Yes, sir, there are. Fishing Bay Wildlife Management Area is one of them. Take a look at that.
Okay, say that again slower.
Fishing Bay Wildlife Management Area.
Okay.
And that's probably one of the best. That's in Dorchester County, outside of Vienna.
Gotcha.
Start there. But any public land, that you see along the bayfront in Wicomico, Worcester, not so much Worcester, Wicomico and Dorchester counties, those two counties, that's your epicenter right there.
Right.
So anywhere along the water, anywhere that looks like marsh, go on your DNR website, on their public land site, and you can see any number of public land areas. Now, you might need to apply for a free parking permit, or you might not. It might be just walk-in. But some of those areas require, you know, phone call to make an appointment, but most are just walk in.
Gotcha.
So that region, Fishing Bay Wildlife Management Area, is loaded with sika deer.
Awesome. Yeah, and I agree with you 100%. They taste fabulous.
Ah.
I mean, they're just a red meat, like more like a sirloin than the whitetail for whatever reason.
Yes.
Why do you think they haven't expanded more, like into Delaware or anywhere else?
There have been a few in Delaware. Actually, this year, I don't know if you heard the show when we talked about the first one ever taken in Cecil County this year.
Really?
Yes, sir. I know I've hunted with the man who killed that deer. I've been on that property where he killed the deer. I've hunted out of the stand where he killed that deer. And the last thing you ever expect to see coming across the creek is a sika deer. And he saw a deer. It had spikes. You know, he's not a trophy hunter. He's a meat eater. And he shot the deer. He said it looked a little dark, but he said when he got to it, it was, you know, he just thought he shot a dark spike, you know, whitetail. And, he got up to it and he said, man, this is pretty amazing. Nobody would ever expect to see that.
Yeah.
First one ever killed in Cecil County. The only one killed in Cecil County in firearm season that I know of, at least on the official record. And so, yes, they are expanding. They are expanding on the shore. The shore's river system just begs for wildlife and fish life to expand. Look at the snakehead.
Well,
look at the blue
like
catfish.
Little Creek in the Lipstick area of Delaware. You know,
yeah.
Dover.
I mean,
the rabbits up there have little pads on their feet for running through the marshes. Have you ever seen them?
No.
Little tiny pink pads, size of dime. Running in those marshes. So
I would love to see that someday.
Huh. Okay.
I mean, I've hunted rabbits. When I was a kid, I hunted rabbits everywhere. I hunted rabbits in swamps. I hunted rabbits in fields. I hunted rabbits in the woods. I hunted rabbits on strip mines and, you know, everything else. I've never seen pink pads on their feet. So.
Well, there wasn't any deer hunting when you and I were kids. I mean,
not much. I mean, there was some. I mean, now I'm in Pennsylvania at that point, you know, as a teenager, and we had some deer around. My uncle had a farm and some other places we used to hunt. And, yeah, never seen any swamp rabbits with pads on their feet like that.
Right. Well, I'm just now pulling into Elk to deer hunt. So.
All right. Well, enjoy yourself, buddy. Have a great day today.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Okay, just had Chuck check in, Chuck Spohr check in from his place. He's still not feeling real perky. He had some surgery on his back, and then he had an accident at his house that did not help that situation at all. I think he fell down some stairs. So Chuck is on the prayer list right now for all of our listeners. So. And we'll be talking to him shortly, other than via text. So 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. We're in a contest here for if you want to win tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, February 1st through the 9th. And speaking of that, the Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest sports show, February 1st through the 9th at Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery displays, over 1,000 outdoor exhibitors. There are more than 200 seminars from the outdoor pros and your favorite outdoor celebrities, and you'll get to meet some of the top people that you see on TV. Over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the entire whole family. An NRA country concert featuring Chris Jansen, Jacob Bryant, and John Langston. Live the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show February 1st to the 9th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex. That's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Tickets are on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Now let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. We've heard from waterfowlers this morning. We've heard from muzzleloader hunters this morning. We've heard from people who love to deer hunt. And I'm going to tell you about a couple deer rifles. It's the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon model. Comes in three different versions, the Speed, the Long Range and the McMillan models. Comes in a, with a Cerakote finished barrel, arid urban camouflage, DuraTouch finish, which means that you're not going to get any fingerprints on the stock. The barrel is fluted. It's got a sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt adjustable trigger, bolt action rifle in select calibers. And this is, they've got models for long range. They've got models for that are lighter to carry. You know, if you want to carry your Hell's Canyon into a situation like the mountains or whatever it might be, stop and see that X-Bolt Hell's Canyon model. Then there's the X-Bolt, also a bolt-action rifle from Browning. This one's been around for a while. It's the extremely accurate bolt-action big-game hunting rifle built to perfection. All standard, all magnum, all short magnum calibers, an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. It is a very, very extremely fine firearm from Clyde Sports Shop and Browning, your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop, firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, all right there, 410-242-6108. Let's talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is picking waterfowl today, picking ducks and geese for those of you who are headed out into the field in this foggy day, foggy, rainy day. They are your waterfowl headquarters, the largest selection of waterfowl calls, duck and goose calls in the area, all major brands, plenty of steel shot to go around, including the Kent Fast Steel, camo by Bandit, decoys by Avery, and lots of gear, a large selection of clothing and boots and hips and waders. Firearms and ammunition by Remington, Chiappa, Savage. Muzzleloaders by Thompson Center and CVA. Scent lock apparel for the deer hunter. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers. And don't forget, they do specialize in setting up your crossbow, setting up your compound bow. 20% off all tree stands today. Ladders, climbers, and lock-ons. Matthews, Raven, and Mission are a couple of models. And then crossbows for every budget from 10 Point, Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Barnett. All at Chesapeake Outdoors, all on Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island, 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland. Don't forget the waterfowl picking today. 410-604-2500 is the phone number for Chesapeake Outdoors. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Battery Warehouse. You know what? I was there the other day. They keep getting in the best supply, the best looking knives. Not you know, artist knives, but functional knives, heavy-duty knives, and one of the largest selections of flashlights I've ever seen. Rechargeable flashlights, regular flashlights from a company called Nebo and Redline and some other ones. And I'll tell you something. If you want a great flashlight for deer trailing or whatever it might be, you stop at Battery Warehouse in Eldersburg and take a look at that selection. No question. Bay Country Crab and Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing. Bay Fishing Tackle, too, and now Bay Country Crab and Supply has a new hunting room, complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows. Bay Country Crab and Supply, located 214-214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, bait, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. Mark your calendars for January 11th. Bay Country Crab and Supply will attend the Frederick Saltwater Fishing Expo at the fairgrounds. For more information, call them at 410-956-0300, 956-0300. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Guess we're going possum hunting, huh?
Way down south of the Mason-Dixon, there's a man who's really fixin' to match those taters in his bin with possum meat.
Mmm.
And that ain't tin. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings, possum up a tree. Somewhere up in one of them saplings, possum laughing at me. Hound dog baying, know what he's saying, possum on a limb. He done hit in one of them saplings, and I'll get even with him. Get a going, feet, gotta run, get my gun, and beat it over yonder to the holler. Moon is shining bright on the treetops tonight. The possum ain't far, thar yar thar. Six tall, slim, slick, sycamore saplings, possum on the loose. He's been stealing all of my chickens, now I'll cook his goose. Possum know he in a jam, he'll go good with candy yam. Doggone tootin', show as I'm shooting, possum falling for me.
Alright, let's come back. Let's come back from the Phil Harris and memories of my childhood watching Phil Harris and Bing Crosby hunt Canada geese in Chestertown, Maryland, which was a very popular spot for those guys. They loved going to Chestertown and goose hunting back in the day. And people didn't know that Phil Harris, you know, had the radio show and singing career and that type of thing. Good friends with Bing Crosby, good hunting buddies with Bing Crosby. And there he is singing about possum hunting. Love it. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we're giving two tickets away this hour to the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg coming up February 1st through the 9th. So all you got to do is call and go on the air with me, and we'll be more than glad to put your name in a drawing, and Robin will pick a random number on her random number generator app on her phone, and somebody will win. Bill Rogers won the first hour. So I don't know if Camo Preacher heard me say this or not, but I did talk to the fine folks at CVA this yesterday, and his muzzleloader will be shipped on Monday, and I have a tracking number for that. So there you go. 410-922-6680. We have a caller on the line, and that caller's name is
Steve.
Okay. What happened, James?
I'm sorry. No, it's James.
Well, yeah, James.
Hey,
James, and then Stan, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's talk James. Morning, James.
Good morning, Alan. Hey, thank you for what you do. I appreciate it as a listener. And I got a question for you. I've been hunting this area now that, you know, I can't go in there and build a tree stand.
Right.
Or can't you know, I got to carry one in. But
right.
I'm getting a little bit, you know, a little older now, and I bought a tree stand. It's 51 pound, and it's just, I took it back. It's just too much.
I mean, too heavy.
You know, trying to get it in there. But I'm looking for something later, and I don't know. I don't, any places I go to, everything is at least 50 pound. But I guess if they, I don't know if they make
one. Now, when you say, what kind of tree stand are you looking for?
A ladder stand.
A ladder stand.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I can't do no climber no more. They're, a little scary for me, you know. And
well,
the day that I used to build tree stands, you know, they look like hotels.
Yeah, I got a big shot. I think that's now called Equalizer, and that's 26 pounds, made out of aluminum. And
where'd you buy that?
Well, I guess the only place to buy them is online. I don't know of any dealers anymore. You know, I know there's some out there that are, you know, Summit makes a climber, Big Shot makes a climber. That's a climber, and you said you can't do the climber.
Oh,
anymore.
Yeah, no climber. No,
but there are some alternatives out there of these ladder sticks. I don't know if you've seen those or not. But it's not a ladder that you carry in, but it's a series of aluminum sticks that you set up and strap on the tree as you go. You know, you lock yourself in, you set the ladders, you climb up, you set the next set of sticks, and you climb up those sticks. I'm afraid to climb those. That's me. And that's why I still use the climber that I use. I prefer hunting out of a ladder, but like you, I bought three or four ladders in my lifetime and set them up, and they're all sitting where I used to hunt.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And so, I like the ladder myself. It's just, to me, a little safer for, you know, a guy my age.
I got to get with the program. I've seen five deers, and four of them seen me, you know.
Yeah.
And the one that didn't see me was further away, you know.
Let me throw something else at you, okay? Do you think about a ground blind?
Well, you know what? I do have one of them. It's like a tent, you know, those
Yeah. Take it out in the yard. Set it up. See how easy it is. Okay. Next time you go, take your ground blind along, set it up, and, you know, try and get it in a little hidden spot and see how it works.
You know what? That might be a good idea. Okay. I'll take it. I'll take it advice from you if I can't find anything later. But I was wondering if they make an aluminum ladder stand, you know, which would be lighter. But I'll check all around and
give Chesapeake Outdoors a call. They got a whole trailer full of tree stands, and they're now 20% off. Talk to them about the ladder stands and that type of thing. You got their number?
604-2500. 604-2500. Listen,
yep.
Man, thanks a lot.
You got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We have Stan on the line. Let's talk to Stan. Stan, the truck driving man.
Good morning, Mr. Allen. A belated Happy New Year.
Same to you, buddy.
You handled the first 45 minutes all by yourself very well. I couldn't call in. I'm running 70 again this morning, and it was quite interesting.
Why is it fog?
A lot of four-way flashers out here this morning, and then you hit the hamburger, venison, you know.
Oh, no.
Oh,
plenty of venison out there this morning?
Oh, yes.
On the hoof?
I don't know, wherever the hoof may be.
Yeah. What, did you hit one this morning?
No, I just ran through the aftermath of it.
Rerun stuff. That's not good, so.
But you mentioned the reason I called now. I'm just about ready to finish up for the day, so I'm heading back in Baltimore. But you mentioned deer hunters, you mentioned goose hunters, but you didn't say a word about me. Am I in a class by myself?
You are unique, Stan. No question about it.
Now I'm a bumper hunter.
A bumper hunter. Yeah.
A bumper hunter.
Unfortunately, you don't have to check them in.
I can't go there for me. It's too warm anyway. By the time I got back to town, it all be sold. I had a question, though. yeah. the other day, sitting on the back porch, southwest side of the city. What is the range of a fox from its den?
That's an interesting question. That is an interesting question that I've never been asked. If there's pups, they're not. It's not far. During the fall when they're ranging, or in the winter when they're getting ready to breed, I don't know that there's a limit. Quite frankly, I would say they would probably stay within a mile. Just a ballpark guess, because you know I've been out there in January, February, and the foxes are breeding. And I'm watching them, I'm listening to them, they're barking, and they come and they go, you know, from outside of earshot into earshot and back outside of earshot, and they may be covering a half mile at that point, you know. So I'm going to say probably within a mile. I mean, they're territorial just like everything else, you know.
That's what I figured that's what I knew. But,
yeah,
you know, I've just started seeing a couple of them frequently.
Yeah.
We're running down our alley.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. I had to wake the wife up and say, you gotta see this.
Yeah.
And they were having a blast in the little green spot we got behind the house. But
well, they may have a den nearby.
I'm hoping that. I want to see this. I really do.
Yeah. I would imagine if you're seeing them there frequently, there's probably a den nearby.
What I was hoping for, so yep. I think I'm just sitting out there with the camera and see if I can get a shot of this deal. All right, just wanted to wish you all a merry and a happy new year.
Thank
healthy
you.
Healthy new year. Tell Ms. Robin to get better soon.
I will do that. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
All right, we're always listening, Mr. Allen. Take care now.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right, man.
See you, Stan. Bye. Keep the shiny side up.
Try to. Thank
all right.
You.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Speaking of cameras, that was one of my Christmas presents from Robin. You know, we're going to Alaska on a cruise in August and September, and she wanted me to make sure I had more than my phone to take a picture with. So I'm very grateful to Robin for that. I've got a beautiful Canon sitting over here, and I got to learn to use it, take a few shots. Don't want to take it out too much bad weather, but you know, we'll get some nice shots and some nice practice in here before we go on the trip. It's got a couple lenses with it, a 300 millimeter lens for one, and so it's going to help me do what I like to do, and that's take pictures of raptors. I really enjoy taking pictures of hawks and eagles and things like that. I don't know why, among other things. I don't know why I've been fascinated with that, but I love seeing those birds of prey out there on the wing. You know, I had a sharp-shinned hawk fly by the other day, and I went, oh, there goes a Sharpie. And somebody sent me a picture the other day. What is this hawk? And it was a Cooper's hawk. And, I don't know enough about them. I don't know how to tell the difference, particularly between a red tail and a broad wing and a red shouldered hawk, but I'm going to learn all that stuff. So next time, you know, if I have the camera with me and I see one of those golden eagles on the eastern shore, I'll be able to take a shot of it and be able to figure out how to work this camera. So thanks, Sparky. I appreciate that. Let's see. I know we've got some guests on the line. Captain Don. Good morning, Captain Don.
Good morning and happy new year.
Happy new year to you.
I called to enter the contest.
You are in.
And I was wondering, have you heard anything about the stripe regulations for 2020?
You're not going to be happy.
Well, I'm setting down, so let's go.
I don't have the complete picture yet. I really don't. So, you know, it's all in the works. I'm sure there's going to be a public meeting next month, or this month, excuse me, another public meeting, and decisions will be made. I know that there were three proposals put forth by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, went to one of those meetings, and we heard input from the recreational guys, we heard input from the commercial guys. They were very divergent in their views of what plan to adopt, and DNR then is going to suggest, or did already suggest, the conservation equivalent of one of those three plants, and how we will act on our own unilaterally without the total recommendation Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, and adjust our own seasons and adjust our own size limits and things like that. I wouldn't look for a big trophy season to start mid-April this year. I'm thinking more like first week of May. I'm thinking there'll be some unhappy recreational anglers with the sizes and the bag limits and so forth, and there'll probably be a closure during the middle of the summer because of all the dead fish that were killed during the heat wave of last year. There'll probably be some type of closure in the middle of the summer. So, you know, those are some of the things I've heard. I don't have anything in concrete yet, but I have been in contact with the department, and they asked me what guests I would like to have for the upcoming year, and I said rockfish, Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, and fisheries management. So, you know, maybe we'll get Harry Hornick or Mike Luisi or one of those guys on the air here real soon to talk about striped bass. But it's nothing set in concrete yet, but it's close.
So, okay. Well, thank you very much for your work, and thank you very much for trying to bring all that information to the show.
Yeah, I don't have anything, like I said, in concrete yet, but fisheries managers know more than I do, and they're not telling. So.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you, and again, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, buddy. Talk soon.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And let's see. Ah, Fran. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Oh, let me tell you, the reason I call is this, to say about the New Year. We're all listening to hear Robin's voice every Saturday morning, and you kept talking, and I thought, uh-oh, she's not there, you know. But
nope.
And I don't know if she likes chicken noodle soup.
Oh, yes.
That broth from the chicken noodle soup, they say works wonders.
No question.
Blue and Nicole.
Yep.
And the second thing is
I've made her some chicken noodle. So.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
And Chuck, I've been worried about him, how he's doing and everything, and he's falling downstairs. Now, Chuck, please, get a grip. Take it easy.
I hope I can share this, Chuck. If not, then you have my apologies ahead of time. Staples are out. Stitches still has stitches in.
Uh-huh.
Taking a few steps without walkers. Stitches come out 16th.
Okay. All right.
He'll be walking a little more with the quad cane here shortly. He's slowly getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And he will decide when the stitches come out if they're going to take their cruise. And then they have a couple of cruises lined up, so but that's all dependent on Chuck getting stronger and so forth.
Right.
So,
well, this last thing I want to say, you know, even though Robin's not well yet, Chuck is trying, and we're all trying to hang in there.
Yeah, no question.
I'll tell you one upside about all of this. When the year 2020 rolled in, by God's grace and mercy, we all got to turn the page.
That's right.
You know, some people made it right to New Year's Eve and didn't get to turn the page.
That's true.
So when we get to turn the page for the new year, he's given us a little more time.
No question.
All right. So think about that and hang in there.
You got it, girl. Right. And you do the same. Happy New Year to you, friend.
Thank you. I'm trying.
All righty. You all take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there we go. We only have one live commercial in this break, and then we'll go right to the recorded commercials, and that's Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater. Everything you need for recreational crabbing, commercial crabbing as well, bay fishing tackle too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting room complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater, with stackable traps and commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. Mark your calendars for next Saturday, January 11th, for Bay Country Crabbing Supply is going to be attending the Frederick Saltwater Fishing Expo at the fairgrounds. For more information, call them up at 410-956-0300, 956-0300. Hey, Waterman, bring your license for your discount. Visit the website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com, and we'll be right back after this.
Mostly cloudy skies for your Saturday afternoon high today at about 61. By tonight, cloudy early on, maybe some clearing late tonight. Slight chance of a pop-up shower throughout the night and a low 35. Sunday, partly cloudy and 45. And then Monday, as we head back to work, a lot of sunshine. Look for highs lower 50s, lows upper 20s. Chance of afternoon showers by Tuesday and a high 48. And then Wednesday, partly cloudy and 42. I'm Craig Ross from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Everything not to do. What do you think, Chris? Everything not to do.
It's a catchy tune.
So catchy tune.
You can't remember. I mean, you've got to be able to remember what not to do because of that catchy tune.
Exactly right. Yeah. No drinking, no hunting, no over the limit, no, you know. Ah. Yeah, somebody sent me that a while back and said, please play this. Please play my song. Please play my song. So I played it, and it's been in. In the rotation, thank God, not a long time, but not often do you play it. So it's it's an interesting little tune. We are running out of time, and I'm communicating with Miss Robin. Who is number two on the list there, Mr. Chris?
Number two is Captain Don.
Captain Don, congratulations, Captain Don. And you'll send me the picture of those phone numbers, right? After the show,
I will send you the phone number.
We can contact Bill Rogers, who won two tickets first hour. Captain Don, two tickets the second hour. Thank you. See, here's the deal. Robin's not in the room. So we're texting, and I say, okay, here you go. Here's four entries, six entries, whatever. Pick a number between 1 and 6, 1 and 8, whatever it is. And I get a number back on the text. So she doesn't know who's on the list. I don't know who's on the list. Only Chris knows who's on the list. And when that random number comes back, whoever wins, wins. Totally fair. Do you agree?
Yes.
I do, too. Yes. Yes, indeed. That's what we like to do, is be totally fair with our listeners. No question about it. So, all right. Any callers on the line
yes,
there, Mr. Chris?
Yes, we have Hunter, and we've also got Luigi.
Well, let's talk to Hunter first, and then we'll talk to Luigi to round it out. Good morning, Hunter. How are you?
I'm doing well, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Happy New Year's to you.
Thank you.
I'm calling. You were talking a lot about Dorchester County.
Yes, sir.
But that's a lot about sick of deer.
Yes, sir.
My question is, could I use WCBM for a duck report for down that way?
You can use this Outdoorsman radio show for a duck report for Dorchester County. Go.
Fishing Bay. I need to know the guys I hunt with. We don't have time to get down there to scout birds.
Okay.
So my question is, what's down there?
Black ducks, wood ducks, mallards, Canada geese, lots of them. And I haven't seen any snow geese or anything like that. I've got some reports of redheads, but I'm not sure if they're in that area. So,
okay.
But I would assume you might be able to see a redhead or a gadwall or something like that. But mallards, wood ducks, and black ducks.
Well, that makes sense, and those are what I'm after. We've
okay.
been doing pretty well with divers and sea ducks up this way, but
yep.
I'm ready for more marsh.
Ready for some puddle ducks, huh?
Yes, got indeed.
Got it.
Some shovelers. I want a shoveler for the wall.
You know, my first real year deer hunting, I killed a shoveler. I think it was the fifth of the species that I killed. And, second year, excuse me. We were in the blind, and we killed canvasback, we killed shovelers, we killed a black duck, and buffleheads, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. The taxidermy bill was just freaking incredible. But, you know, I'm looking at the shoveler right now, beautiful Drake. He's right here above my head.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they're a weird duck, and people don't like them. They think they're some kind of a low class duck, but I really like the looks of them.
Well, that's something them and I have in common, I guess.
Yep, there you go.
But
all right,
for your help, we'll be heading that way and see if we can make of it here the next few days.
That sounds good. Let me know.
All right, thank
give
you.
Me the update next week.
Sure,
thanks.
Will.
See you, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Luigi, you're last up. You have time to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, dude.
Thank you. Have you been hunting?
No, I love to see the ducks when I go up there on 3:30.